The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Children were brought to Jesus that he might lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples rebuked them, but Jesus said, "Let the children come to me and do not prevent them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." After he placed his hands on them, he went away. The Gospel of the Lord. Sometimes when I'm meeting with couples, whether they're engaged couples preparing for marriage or parents who want their child to be baptized, I ask them always, you know, tell me a little bit about your relationship with Jesus. And they sometimes say, well, you know, Father, we used to go to the church, or I went to Catholic school, but then as a young adult, I stopped. Or, you know, Father, with the baby, we can't go to Mass, you know, stuff like this. But sometimes they jump into saying, but my mom is a very devout Catholic. She goes to Mass every day. She prays, you know, novenas and the rosary, and she took us to Mass when we were young. I mean, obviously that's good, but our first reading this morning doesn't give them much comfort, because they basically, what God is telling Ezekiel, if your mom or your dad are good, that's good for them, but what about you? Personal responsibility. Just like God doesn't punish us for somebody else's sin, but also we can't get to heaven because someone else is a very spiritual and religious person. We have to take responsibility for our lives. And it's not just what, you know, in our head, yeah, I believe in God, I believe in, you know, Jesus, I believe in the Trinity. But the list that God gives to Ezekiel is about our actions. How do you live what you believe in? Is there that, you know, honesty? Are we authentic people that live what we believe? And that's why Jesus kind of brings out the children. You know, children, they act, they say whatever they think they believe. They don't have, you know, they don't put a facade. They're authentic. They're honest. And that's what Jesus is calling us to. We need to be authentic. We can't just say, you know, have faith, I believe in God, but yet not live what we believe. Who we say that we are disciples of Jesus Christ. And the reason for it is not because God wants to punish us. As we heard in the first reading, the good news is that God does not desire the death of anyone. But God wants to call us to repent, to amend our lives, to repent so we can live. And in order to repent, which means to turn away from something towards something else, we need to know what are those things. What is it that we need to turn away from? And what kind of life should we be living? And that's what Jesus reveals to us. A lot of times we think about it, oh, it's all these laws and commands and what you should do and what you shouldn't do. It's not about laws and commands. It's not about making our life difficult. It's about showing us what is right and what is wrong, what would lead to life for us and for others, and what would lead to destruction for us and for others. Without the standards of any kind, without rules, or without knowing what is right and what is wrong, how can we repent? What are we turning from and towards? We need to have those guidelines. And that's what God gives us, his laws, his commandments. How can we live that commandment of love? We can say, yes, I should love everyone. Well, that's true. But also part of love is leading the people you love to heaven, to eternal life. God always calls us to repent, to turn back to him, so we can live and live life to the fullest.